GM, everybody. We are back with another episode of Morning Mint. It is Monday, February 19th, and wow, we had an exciting weekend. A lot happening, and a lot having to do with Yuga, and a lot having to do with Pudgy Penguins. The NFT market it's bumpy. A lot of stuff is up, but we are seeing some very interesting characteristics and some very interesting price movement within the NFT market. And for crypto, it seems like they're making a comeback. Ethereum, ETH leading the charge all the way up into the 2900s. ETF inflows are still pretty strong, but Bitcoin still standing at $52,000. It's gonna be interesting to watch how that all plays out. But it's, again, we're clearly in a bull market. There's a lot of crazy things that are gonna happen. We're gonna show you exactly what you should be looking at and how you can use the things that we've seen previously play out in previous bull markets and what we've seen previously play out in the NFT market. In different mechanisms that we're seeing emerge, especially in the loan market, and will help you make money. For those who don't know, I am Hunter Orell. This is the Morning Mint. This is a daily Web3 show. We're going to go over a bunch of different things that are happening in the market. We'll do a quick overview of everything that we are seeing happening, and then we'll jump into our topics. Today's topic specifically, if we're going to hop into all of that, is we've got Pixel token launch, super interesting. Portal coin also trading OTC. Two things to watch very carefully from a gaming narrative perspective, as well as how we see these launches get valued and how people are speculating on them. It's going to get super cool. Also, if you are watching live on Twitch or YouTube or on X, thank you for joining in here. Do want to give some love out to everybody who's joining in live and is chatting. A huge shout out to the good friend O'Shiny, glad to see you. Twixie, great to see you. Noah, GM, Jay Glaze texts me every show and lets me know he's watching. I appreciate it very much. We also have some interesting stuff happening in the loan market. We're going to talk about Crummy Squiggles. Blast should be on everybody's radar. Today's a big day. Blast competition, live judging. And then Yuga absolutely stirring up the pot this weekend. Their acquisition of Moonbirds and the departure of KRO. And then we'll wrap it up with some Nate Alex interesting stuff. Obviously, a lot of people want to see what he's doing with his project. Real quick, let's hop into what we're seeing with the market. The weekend was a little bit all over the place, but we are seeing Bitcoin and Ethereum continue to lead their charge. Bitcoin currently sitting just over 52,000. Ethereum just over 2,900. We saw that run all the way up to 2,970 at one point. So we are pulling back a little bit. Solana still at $113. And the rest of the market still moving pretty strongly. We saw the altcoin market really, really move over the last 24 hours. Notably, we did see Blur shoot all the way up to 80 cents. It's somewhere in this list, but every chart I'm going to pull up here is going to look pretty similar to this. A lot of strength, a lot of buying demand, a lot of people wanting to get into their positions. It's been interesting to see ARB lag a little bit, and there's been some other laggers within the layer 2 ecosystem. I know that a lot of people have been watching RON as well. RON has had a very strong performance off of its pullback to 2.24 or 2.3 and 2.4 area. It's going to get interesting. And we are definitely seeing a lot of moves being made as far as where you should be focusing your attention and those positions that you're making. The gaming narrative cannot be understated. And I think that's why we're seeing a lot of these RON purchases. Obviously, some gaming announcements around where RON is being adopted and who is using RON. But I also think that it's a great time to start looking at AI. I think it's a great time to start looking. You should have been looking, but also be looking at what performed well last cycle, what might be lagging, and what narratives are going to be the strongest. I'll say this every single show. But this is an attention economy, and attention is going to drive prices more than anything else. Whatever has the narrative at that moment will also drive prices. I do think that AI, as we've seen with the OpenAI Sora announcements, is going to have a very strong place within the blockchain and Web3 ecosystem. As I've mentioned, Tao is the one that I love and I've been watching and looking. It's still, I think it's at like $650 right now. And people are speculating how high that could go. The NFT market has also been a little crazy. Seeing Pudgy Penguins, Bored Ape Yacht Club, again, the pedestal conversation just purely based on what we've seen with the acquisition that Bored Ape Yacht Club made, and then kind of the flight from Bored Ape Yacht Club to Pudgy Penguins, as some holders from Bored Ape Yacht Club seek to just yeet their assets out and get into Pudgy, which again, narratively driven. Bored Ape Yacht Club right now has a little bit of a narrative issue and a little bit of a sentiment issue. And Pudgy Penguin does not. Pudgy Penguin has the exact same, exact opposite issue. Moonbirds within that acquisition ran well over 2 ETH, all the way to like 2.9, has pulled back since then. There was, we'll talk about this later in the show, a little bit of a front run there. And I think there could be some selling pressure and some people realizing that, you know, this is, while it's bullish for Moonbirds, this isn't changing too much too quickly. And there is a lot to discuss there. Doodles pulling back, dropping 0.5 ETH from their floor of 3.6, now trading at 3.04. Sappy Seals staying very strong, all the way up to 1 ETH. And I think notably, the Wazis also having a very strong weekend, still sitting above 1 ETH. Bored Ape Yacht Club, though, while we've seen a lot happen with selling, the buying has still stayed strong in certain areas. We have seen above the floor a lot of people starting to go after grails and a lot of people starting to go after the mid-tiers and making their bets that this is the sentimental bottom. Cowboy hat sale for 120 ETH. Hip Hop Jacket for 86 ETH, and then a King's Crown for 110 ETH. So there's still appetite. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. There's still lots of appetite for Bored Ape Yacht Club, and there are opportunistic buys out there for sure because of all the drama and sentiment. In the Solana NFT market, we are seeing a little bit of a push where we've seen a little bit of a pullback. Mad Labs getting a ton of volume and pushing the floor a bit higher, sitting at 207 SOL. And we are seeing also a lot of volume flow into Crypto Undeads. Notably, obviously a lot happening there. A very interesting mint. Crypto Undeads sitting at 4.6 SOL. We are expecting more announcements from them, and it should be something on your radar. I know a lot of people that are watching right now, a lot of people that I talk to on a daily basis, have one or two and are hoping that they start coming out with some more announcements. And I am too. And obviously this show is going to go over a lot of information from the weekend, a lot of other information, but I can't get it all. And I will say that again, I am involved with the company and I will highlight this. If you are looking for more information throughout the day and very good and informative written research articles, please go check out Pluid.com. They've got some really good stuff. They'll talk about Blast. They will talk about Yugo Labs acquisition approved. They'll give you the details and what our analysts are saying. It's been super helpful to also be able to talk to those analysts and figure out more about what my opinions are and how other people are viewing the market. And I think that's the most important thing here, and obviously why many people are watching the show right now, which is you need to talk to people, understand their view of things, and understand their how they're approaching the market. Let's hop into the core other parts of the show and hop into Pixels. Real quick, this was an extremely interesting launch, and I do want to note that it is going to kind of put the stake in the ground for what's to come for other gaming projects and other token launches. This was a very big win for people, for the bear, who went and played the game and put in the time and tested and gave feedback and we're interactive. That's going to be the number one thing that to take away from everything that's said on all of these shows is interacting is going to get you rewarded in this space. You don't make money randomly falling out of the air for doing nothing or holding nothing or taking on zero risk. You need to go interact. You need to engage. And that's where all these airdrops and all these amazing stories come out of. So pixels, this drop range from anything from a few thousand dollars to up to $50,000, even higher for people. Current FDV on this, I think, is doing, it's just about 400 million, 500 million. This is within the ranges that people were expecting. I do expect this to trade pretty strongly. Whether or not that means that we're going to see some pullbacks, but I do think that the ecosystem is very strong. And I guess disclosure, I do have exposure to this company through an equity and token deal, through a fund that I co-founded. Don't own a significant percentage of, you know, tokens or anything, but I do know that we did write a venture check. On other venture news, a little bit more interesting, because I know there's no way you haven't heard of this, Portal Coin. Portal Coin trading at $1 peak OTC over the weekend, putting the valuation at over $1 billion. Presale was 15 cents, a presale that anybody could have publicly engaged with. Angel round and institutional rounds, different valuations, obviously lower with vesting schedules. Presale, you can do whatever you want with. This has changed, though, as bullish and exciting as this was. Remember, there are ways to trade tokens pre-market, and it's a great also way to analyze and see what's happening and sentiment against stuff. This has pulled back to 75 cents. We are seeing this now essentially valued at 750 million, which is also still very bullish. But I do think, and I have to be careful here, again, I'm a angel investor in Portal as well. I do think that we're going to see a lot of demand for this. I do think that there's probably a little bit still of, you know, a little bit of that, like, hey, like, what's going on here? We don't know what's happening. There's so much mystery. I do think as announcements come out, I do think as they stop being cryptic with their tweets, that there will be more interest and there will be more demand. And, you know, as a little bit of that, like, mystery and question goes away, we see people start to participate more. So if you aren't already aware, Whales Market is a great OTC deal. And then there's also AEVO, AEVO, that you can also trade pre-market, as well as some other amazing stuff. Both great platforms. I use both. Should be on your radar. Let's talk a little bit differently, though. Things that have been around for quite some time, not pre-market. This is about as old on the market as you can get. Chromie Squiggles. Chromie Squiggles floor has taken a beating recently, and I think it's going to get a lot worse, and you're going to see a lot of opportunity. If you are looking to buy a Chromie Squiggle and you've always wanted one, you need to place some bids. You need to bookmark this, add it to your home screen. It's going to get interesting. Where this peaked all the way up to about 20 ETH, you know, average sale floor was probably like 18 at the time, putting these worth like $50,000. I think the floor might have been 40. There, over the last 30 days, has been a quick downtrend. And it's a little bit hard to see here, but this pressure is purely from the loans market. Now, Beanie is the one who flagged this out, so I can't take research credit for this, but I will say that there is a very clear issue here. If you go to NFTFi, you can go and look at the outstanding loans and when they are due. This is sorted by due date. So the earliest loans that are due within the Artblocks VO collection, starting in 12 days, the first loan for a Chromie Squiggle becomes available. But that's not the one to watch. It's the one that is in 18 days. There are a ton of 18-day to 30-day and also some ones within 60 days that have outstanding repayments that need to be made. And the interesting parts are, and I'll point out this Chromie Squiggle, which is due in 18 days, the repayment amount is 8.2 ETH. And just so you all are aware, the current price for the current floor is 6.65 for a normal Chromie Squiggle. But if we go to the type, let's see what a current fuzzy is selling for. Current fuzzy floor is 8.3. So you're getting close to this point of, hey, it's 8.3 to repay this loan. Do I do it? And if we see the floor pull back more, I'm just not. I'm like, I'll just buy one off the floor. It's cheaper. And then you have this kind of cascade of defaulting. Where it gets really bad is when you see these floor chromie squiggles, which have a repayment of almost 9 ETH. That's not good. If I'm the person who took this loan out that's due in 20 days, I'm laughing. I'm like, enjoy your squiggle. Goodbye. Makes no sense. The floor's a 3 ETH difference almost. You're losing $7,500 essentially repaying this loan. That's not the only one. Here's one that's due in 25 days, 8.6. One that's due in 25 for 8.6. 33 days, 9.9 ETH. Not good. That's not getting repaid. This continues as you scroll through here. You start to notice that there are a lot of loans that do not make sense in the current situation that we're in. Or if the floor is to pull back towards 5 ETH, there will be a cascade of supply on the market, which it's, you know, again, a snowball. People default, so they get listed. People are trying to get their money out. They care about ETH more than the NFTs, so they sell, push the floor lower. Less people repay their loans because the floor is lower, and then it just keeps going. There's going to be opportunity here. And so when I talk about like opportunistic opportunities and unique opportunities that should be on your radar, this is certainly one of them. Other things that should be on your radar, Blast. And I'll keep yelling and screaming about this till the day I die, I think. Blast needs to be on your radar. As far as opportunities go, if you have money, you should be looking at Blur and Blast, either bridging or buying some Blur or staking. Obviously, Blur has increased in price over the weekend from its lows in the 70s and high 60s up above 80. But Blast Bridge is going to close soon, and we'll be done accumulating points, but it's still not too late. I do think that the real return on that initial investment, you're not going to get the same return, but there will be something there. You can go, if you have ETH that you're just sitting on, not utilizing, you can bridge it. And if you are looking to bridge, there is a link below where you can go to YouTube. Then I have a link, or just ask somebody on X or use Mooncat. I don't care. Just go look at it. I do think that Blast is going to be an interesting one. And a good point here, I'll highlight this real quick. Chat pointing this out. Twixie explaining that, again, even though that's not out there, we don't have anything, you can go check this out on Whales and as well as on other things such as Avo. I'm not sure if it's even on free market here. We can go. Oh, I think it's only on Avo. Let me pull that up real quick. That would be nice to check. And that's why we do this live, so that we can check out what's happening on the markets. Thank you for the link. I got to pull it up here anyway. Look at this. Oh, if it loads. I'm not sure what's going on here. Oh, it did. And then I refreshed. Okay. Currently trading at 4.8. Pretty crazy. A lot of opportunity down here. Could have taken it. It's very clear that this was a very misaligned valuation. And it's very clear, in my opinion, as we see more and more companies launching, as we see more and more mechanics for getting customers into their ecosystem and then retention, that we are going to see some crazy sparks fly here. And I think also, in my opinion, and this is just a speculation, gut feeling, and also watching and knowing how this industry works, I do think that the money bridge to Blast rips past 2 billion over the last month as we approach that event. And I do think that we're going to see a lot of FOMO into this. Again, people are looking for money, and there's money screaming in your face right here. It's going to be interesting. So today is the big Blast competition live stream. Throw in some notifications on Blast X account. They'll probably drop that out. Also, make sure that you're always lurking and looking at this Blast account, because they mention all these different companies it does not cost you anything to go engage on these test nets or go follow these companies and understand what opportunity to go and engage with these projects is, because they're going to get dev tokens. They are going to have their own tokens. There's going to be rewards, and they are going to do whatever it takes. Look at me. They're going to do whatever it takes to keep you on their platform, because that's what this is. This is the opportunity to launch a game, to launch a DEX, to launch a futures, to launch whatever it might be on this ecosystem. And then if you have the right incentives, keep them there. Just think back to LuxRare. There was incentives there. There was the way they got you in, and there's a way they kept you there. It's going to be done in scale with Blast. So keep that on your radar. Oh, man. Yuga Moonbirds. Yuga announcing on Friday. And they did this on a Friday for a purpose and a reason. Yuga announcing that it has acquired Proof XYZ, which includes the Proof Collective, Moonbirds, Mythics, Oddities, and Grails exhibition series. More information can be found at yuga.com. This... You knew about this one. You knew this happened the second it happened. X Reaction, Holder's Reaction, all over the place, and it kept the narrative all the way through Sunday evening, and even this morning, I'm still talking about it, and we definitely have more people to talk about it. I'm gonna put out a full video. I'm making my return to content, and if you haven't already, please go follow the YouTube. It would mean a ton if you are there. Or retweet this space, or let me know in the comments and chat. Let me know what I can do to make this better. All that helps. But I am going to put out a full video. I have a long iPad list here of notes, and I'm looking at it. I'll give you some highlights here on what I think of this deal. The big thing to note is this: Proof raised a $50 million round led by A16Z, and Bored Ape Yacht Club led a $450 million round led by A16Z. That should not be something that we take lightly or we think is a coincidence. At the end of the day, Yuga went out and acquired another piece of IP, and it's an all stock deal, probably a diluted stock deal at that, or I think it's confirmed it's a diluted stock deal. The big thing to note is that Proof had a large cash reserve, and I don't think Kevin Rose, the man who was running the Proof Collective and Moonbirds, wanted to do NFTs or Web3 anymore, was looking for an out. I believe he was shopping around and looking for exits. A16Z most likely walked into the conversation and basically, like a matchmaking guru, said, "All right, well, you you and you would be perfect together, and we're going to make this work, and we're going to give Kevin an out." This also, a lot of people were screaming, no, they didn't do it for the money. It wasn't like equity for cash in a down round. Like, people were screaming that this was to acquire new people into Yuga's ecosystem. I can definitively say that's wrong, because I'm probably the only person, so many apes just scream things sometimes without looking things up. And I think you gotta, when you make a statement, you need to really either have proof on it or you need to do the work yourself. I wouldn't do the work and use Dune. They added probably about 3,500 wallets, which I don't think is meaningful in any way, especially when you realize that their entire ecosystem right now is like 40,000 wallets, maybe probably more, just based off of the numbers that I saw and was able to gather. And I had to move some things out. So some of these numbers are a little bit off, but they are general in the general correct ones. So they didn't add like a ton of people in. They didn't add in a like an ecosystem that has tons of things happening within. It was kind of seen as a distressed asset. I think the big thing to note here is that as you acquires all this stuff, and forget the cash deal, forget whatever, from an IP side, what they're trying to do is offer an ecosystem where they have all these different projects, all these different types of IP that they can do anything with. And IP is important. And I think also having the right holders is important. The Proof Collective was very high tier people from the art collecting world, and the digital art collecting world, as well as also people from the tech industry. Kevin Rose had a lot of friends who bought in and still held. And I think that's also notable. Amongst all of this, I think the biggest other thing to understand here is that had this happened when Bored Ape Yacht Club floor was trending up and all the assets were doing well, nobody had talked about this past Saturday. It would have been a non-event. And so for us to be talking about this and all be speculating, especially when we don't have numbers to back any of this up, like we don't know the entire deal correctly, I think it just shows that like there's a lot of speculation that's happening. Nobody's really talking about anything in like a meaningful way where like, yeah, they got acquired. It's definitely a shrewd business deal. It's going to put them in a better position. They wouldn't have done it otherwise. And otherwise it's all speculation. So those are my thoughts. I think it'll age very well. And I think it also exposed a lot of people as business LARPs who basically were like, this is exactly why they did it. And here's what's right. And here's what's wrong. You don't know. And I think there's enough there to read between the lines and understand that they're not just doing this stuff for no reason. And we'll see how it ages. But it did have an effect on the market in other ways. The flappening happened. Yuga taking the L on this one. Pudgy Penguins flipping Bored Ape Yacht Club at 22.15 ETH. Pudgy Penguins had a floor of 22.5. Bored Ape Yacht Club 22.15 on Friday night, February 17th. The flappening happened. This was super interesting because really with this whole Yuga move, and I think there's a real issue here, Bored Ape Yacht Club owners felt like, hey, you're acquiring another project. What the hell? Like, what about us? And so you saw a lot of farmers and you saw a lot of holders essentially floor their apes and said, all right, I'm just going to go hang out with where the vibes are good, the narrative's good, the floor is trending up, they're getting airdrops. Everybody's loving it. There's IP licensing. The parties look fun and people are vibing. And so Pudgy Penguins floor started to move up and we saw Bored Ape Yacht Club floor begin to move down. As of this morning, as we mentioned, both floors are sitting very neck and neck around the 20 ETH number. And I do expect for this to get interesting here because Yuga is going to announce something on the other side, either this week or next week. They've been very clear about expecting something in February. And Pudgy Penguins has continued to roll out IP after IP development, as well as optionalities to holders to use their IP, as well as we know they have a digital world and experience coming. And so we now enter the, hey, is this really the bottom for Bored Ape Yacht Club? And is this what's next for Pudgy Penguins? It's a very interesting interesting dynamic to look at. It's very clear that Pudgy Penguins are here to stay and to play. This doesn't happen. You don't get to this floor and flip the number one project like that so easily. So next up, obviously, for Pudgies to attack is Punks. I don't know if we'll see that happen, but do expect Pudgies to be part of the NFT narrative for the rest of this cycle. That is a certain. Another thing that should be on your radar and obviously is going to be a narrative this cycle is Nate Alex, the OG Web3 developer and collector and trader. Nate, his project, which has like 730 spots, has started adding to this list. You can go check out their Twitter and X Natives by Nate Alex. They are quickly filling up these slots. This should be on your radar because it will be a very interesting mint and project from mechanics as we kind of read between the lines, as well as getting a slot. We'll have opportunities through contests that he's holding on his Twitter, such as photo contests. He had a poems contest, and I think now he has an AI art contest. So if you have Midjourney and you want to make, I believe it's an alien landscape, you can go check it out. You can go participate in that, and that is an option to get into the mint list. This might be over at one entry. Oh, it is over. My bad. but again, he'll have more contests like this, I do expect. And there are some very cool submissions. As far as things go, we'll wrap it up here. This is the second week that we're doing Morning Mint again publicly. And I do have to say that I'm enjoying being back. It's been good to be back. But as always, I do want to request, if you guys have feedback on this, if you have topics that you don't think were covered, leave them in the chat or DM me on X. Let me know. Or hit me in Discord. We're still improving. I've changed the overlay. We are going to bring in more stuff from a tech side. We are looking to do more shows throughout the day. And again, this is sort of my way to speak on the market and also meet as many people as possible. So don't be a stranger. But it is good to be back. This is week two. More improvements to come. And honestly, with that, that is our morning show, our Monday show. Enjoy the markets. Be safe. And we'll catch you on the next one. Peace, guys.